The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Rivka Skidmore from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Flavor is about helping you live a healthier, happier lifestyle. Get ready for fall allergies because they're headed your way. A few simple tricks will help keep you sneeze and wheeze free this fall from the ACAAI.org. You've just gotten your summer routine dialed in and you have to think about how to keep fall allergies at bay? Yes, but the good news is if you start planning now, your allergy symptoms will be much less likely to be severe and you'll be able to enjoy the beauty of the fall season brings. Fall can arrive with bad allergy symptoms, says allergist Bradley Chips, M.D., president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Many people don't realize if they spend time preparing now, they won't get hit as hard with sneezing, runny noses, itchy eyes, when fall allergies descend with full force. It's a matter of planning ahead for what you know is coming based on past experience. So here are four tips to help keep you fall and allergy symptoms from ruining hay rides and enjoying the changing leaves. Fall. Warm temps make us think it's still summer. The coming of fall doesn't automatically mean cool weather. Unseasonably warm weather for longer periods of time is no longer a rare occurrence. Mild temperatures along with rain can promote plant and pollen growth, while wind accompanying rainfall can stir pollen and mold in the air, heightening symptoms for fall allergy sufferers. Because fall allergies may start earlier and last longer, it's important to begin taking your allergy medication at least 2 weeks before symptoms normally start. Don't stop your medications until pollen counts have been down for about 2 weeks, usually after the first frost. Beautiful leaves and mold equal misery. Those fall leaves may be gorgeous, but once they've fallen and begin to gather mold, mold is an allergen that thrives in fall. In addition to leaves, mold can be found anywhere there's water, including your backyard. In a field of uncut grass, in clogged gutters, if you're allergic to mold, the key to reducing it is moisture control. Be sure to clean standing water anywhere you find it, and help ward off mold by cleaning gutters regularly and keeping your humidity level at home below 60%. Back to school? Back to allergies? If your child suddenly seems to have a constant runny nose, itchy eyes, cough, and sneezing, they could be dealing with allergens in their classroom. Kids can be allergic to dust in the classroom, or there might be pollen coming in through open windows. Don't forget about mold, often found in bathrooms and locker rooms, as well as dander from pets that other kids may bring on clothing and backpacks. If your child seems to have symptoms that come on the time school started, make an appointment with an allergist. An allergist can set your child on the right track, and for the long term, to handle their allergies or asthma. Dodging pollen means dodging symptoms, whether it's ragweed, which is fall's most prominent pollen, or another type. Keeping pollen out of your life means fewer allergy symptoms. Some simple housekeeping tips can help. When coming in from outside, make sure pollen doesn't come in with you. Leave your shoes at the door and throw clothes in the washing machine. Shower and wash your hair in the evening before bed so you're not sleeping with pollen and getting it on your pillow and in your nose. Keep windows closed and run the AC in both your home and your car. Monitor pollen and mold counts online so you can determine when it's best to stay inside. We'll be right back. are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Hot Apple Pie Dip Recipe by Crystal from Sunny Sweet Days. This conversation was sponsored by Mondelez International, and all festival planning and opinions are definitely Crystal's. There is nothing like planning a family meal and collaborating over ideas and recipes in the kitchen. Whether it's a family tradition to cook a certain dish or make something new, the holiday season can be a great way to have fun in the kitchen. Since I like to plan easy parties and prepare sweet treats, I knew that recreating this holiday dip using family favorite ingredient would be perfect for our next event. Heat up apple pie dip for your next holiday get-together. The warm apples mixed with cinnamon and sugar liven up any party. Sweet apples paired with cinnamon and brown sugar create a savory dip for a cool fall party, whether it's a daytime gathering or a nighttime affair. This dip is decadent enough to be a star on the buffet line, and I found the recipe on the appetizer for the Ultimate Party Planner, a website with festive recipes and ideas for home entertaining during the holidays. Heat up this apple pie for your next get-together, and as for it, this'll be a hit. I use a mix of both red and green apples for the dip, and I used cinnamon for extra flavor, but the star? Pecans. What makes a recipe really come together is the meaning that it develops through the ingredients. Whether it's your grandmother's secret spice blend or a hometown favorite, these are the details that can make a recipe stand out. Since this recipe required pecans for a topping, I raided my husband's special pecan stash. You see, about a month ago, he took a crazy long road trip to see his Royals play in Kansas City. And on the way back, he stopped at Rosie's truck stop to say hello. His grandfather frequented the roadside shop, and my husband just remembered the pecans. By adding Georgia pecans to the story, to this dip, it instantly became a conversation starter. After 10 minutes in the oven, this bubbly dip is ready to go. I add extra cheese, and I'm happy I did. What a treat. So here's the recipe. Hot apple pie dip. 1 tub, 8 ounces, of reduced fat cream cheese spread. 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. 1 tablespoon of cinnamon. 1/2 of a Granny Smith apple, chopped and divided. 1/2 of a red apple, chopped and divided. 1/2 cup shredded reduced fat cheddar cheese. And 1 tablespoon of finely chopped pecans. You will need something to dip into the dip. I used Wheat Thins. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Mix the cream cheese, sugar, and cinnamon in a medium bowl until well blended. Stir in 1/2 the apples. Spread in a small casserole dish. Top with remaining apples, cheddar, and pecans. And bake 10 to 12 minutes, or until heated through. Dip and enjoy. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Guide to Fall Fitness and Health by Paige Wehner. The end of summer can feel like a sad time of year, but there's something about the cool, crisp air that can breathe some new life into your usual routine, especially when it comes to exercise. Take advantage of the great outdoors. Without the heat and humidity, outdoor workouts become much more comfortable, and after a busy summer, many of us are ready to get back to some sort of fitness routine. Fall weather, for many areas, offers some of the best outdoor workouts all year long. With kids back to school and holidays on the way, it may be a challenge to find time to exercise, especially when there's not much daylight. Challenge, however, is at the very heart of staying fit, particularly with long days of winter to come. Get started now. Help generate enough momentum to make it through coming seasons without gaining weight. Walking. Walking is just about the easiest way to exercise outside, and a great way to get in some extra movement throughout the day. With cooler weather, you don't have to worry about sweating as much, so that may make it easier to be active all day long. All you really need is a good pair of walking shoes, and perhaps some fall weather gear to keep you warm, dry, and protected. The key to making it enjoyable is to make it a daily thing. Make it a habit to walk every day when you get home from work or at night after dinner. Get up 10 minutes early and start your day with a brisk walk around the block. Use the time to think about what you want to accomplish and make your to-do list. Plan fall activities that involve walking, apple picking, hunting for the perfect pumpkin, or enjoying beautiful colors with some autumn walking. Get to work a few minutes early. Take a few laps around the parking lot. Fall is a great time to go hiking. Cool weather, no bugs, and of course magnificent views. Plus, hiking burns mega calories as you increase elevation and really work those legs. Just a few reasons to add hiking to your routine? It works multiple areas of fitness. Not only do you strengthen your muscles by climbing, you increase your cardio endurance as well. Walking or hiking up an incline gets your heart rate up, helping you burn calories and get fit. It works multiple muscles. Hiking up and down even small inclines involves glutes, quads, hamstrings, calves, core, and feet. It gets you outside. If you're like most people, you spend a lot of time inside working. Hiking lets you get back to nature, clear your head, and remember, there's a world outside. Hiking is a great fall exercise. Not only is fall perfect for hiking, you do it at the right time, you'll see amazing colors as leaves change. If you're in a flat area, look for small lakes, forest preserves, and bike trails that allow you to get away from city life and enjoy the great outdoors. If you do hike, you want to make sure you have the right equipment, like hiking boots and a way to stay hydrated. Rounding out the top outdoor fall activities is running. Fall is probably the best time of year for running outdoors. Not too hot, not too cold. Watching the leaves change colors each time you head outside can make each workout a new adventure. The real key to making fall running more comfortable is to dress in layers so you don't get too hot or too cold. Next, make sure people can see you if you're running in the dark by wearing reflective running gear. Get back to the gym. When the weather turns iffy, getting to the gym can help you stay on track with your workouts, especially if you get involved in a variety of activities. To make the most of your time at the gym, don't just use the same machines each time. Take advantage of all your gym has to offer. Like swimming, which is such a great no-impact activity, perfect for a complete body workout. Fitness classes? There's an energy you gather from other people when you work out in a class setting that you often don't get by working out by yourself. Hire a personal trainer. Fall is the perfect time to hire a pro. Get your workouts on the right track from day one. Work out with a buddy. If you feel intimidated or don't like working out by yourself, bribe a friend into working out with you. Knowing you have to show up will keep you motivated. Keep it interesting. If you tend to gravitate towards certain cardio machines, you can always change things up with interval training, which is a great way to burn calories and get in shape. You can even try more variety by mixing and matching different cardio machines, like the Cardio Melody workout. Make your exercise habit stick. Making fitness stick is all about momentum, among other things. So if you're beginning, start with about 3 days of exercise a week. Do more if you can, but always start where you want to be. Ease your body into your new exercise schedule to minimize the risk of injury and add on as you settle in. A sample schedule would give you an idea on how to start. Day 1, 20 minutes elliptical trainer, 20 minutes total body strength and stretching. Day 2, 30 to 45 minutes of cardio. Day 3, 20 minutes elliptical training, 20 minutes total body strength and stretching. Get fit at home. You don't have to go to a gym to get back into fitness. Working out at home can be just as effective, especially if you're not crazy about the gym or you're on a budget. Working out at home has a number of benefits, including convenience. You don't have to pack a bag, you don't have to drive anywhere. Flexibility. Having a home gym means you can do a workout anytime. Variety. While you may not have access to all the machines your gym has, you do have access to a variety of ways to exercise. Workout videos, workout apps on your smartphone or tablet, or making your own workouts. It's easy on the wallet. All you really need for a great workout is your own body. As you progress from bodyweight exercises, you can buy inexpensive equipment, such as resistance bands and dumbbells. One thing to keep in mind is that working out at home does require some self-discipline. There's always something that needs to be done. Work, laundry, paying bills. It's easy to let that become an excuse to skip your workouts. It's a good idea to create a habit you can stick with by working out at the same time every day and having lots of variety in your routine. Try something new. Summer often finds us being weekend warriors, going for long bike rides, playing sports, and generally getting out and being more active. When fall hits, many of us head to the gym or bring our workouts indoors, and that leads to boredom and burnout. Instead of going for the usual boring routine, try something different, like Tai Chi. Known as moving meditation, Tai Chi is a slow, fluid activity that helps improve balance and strength while keeping you relaxed and connected to your body. Tai Chi is an excellent activity to do on a chilly fall night to help you stay active. It can boost your mood, improve your posture, and improve your heart health. With the stress of going back to work and school, Tai Chi is a perfect stress-relieving workout. Yoga is another kind of moving meditation, promotes balance, flexibility, soothing mind and body connections. Depending on the type you choose, yoga can be relaxing or challenging, and both. Just because summer's over doesn't mean you need to avoid the produce section. In fact, fall brings a number of choices up the nutritional value of your meals, while enjoying some great foods that are in season. Pumpkins make great jack-o'-lanterns, and they're also great for nutritious, yummy meals. Pumpkin provides carotenoids, which help fight heart disease and cancer, vitamin C, E, and riboflavin, iron, fiber, and potassium, just to name a few. You could run out and start making pumpkin pies, or try healthier ideas. Apples. This time of year, apples are at their best, because they're so versatile. You can find many ways to work them into your diet. Apples are low in calories, high in fiber, have no cholesterol, and give your body important nutrients like potassium, vitamin C, calcium, and folic acid. You can eat them alone or add them to any number of dishes for extra taste and nutrition. Pecans. You probably know that nuts are good for you, as long as you practice portion control. Pecans are at the top of the list when it comes to healthy nuts. They offer zinc, magnesium, potassium, thiamine, folic acid, and vitamin B6, just to name a few. They're great sprinkled on salads or eaten alone as a snack. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. End of summer cleaning ideas in 20 minutes or less by Lajala Mom. Change your air conditioning filters. Changing your filter at the start of every season helps protect and maintain your system. Side note, I am embarrassed to say that I had my air conditioning guy come out to change my filter. It takes like 1 minute, zero effort to slide the old one out and a new one in. Review your hot water settings. Set your hot waters at 120 degrees Fahrenheit or below to avoid potential scalding. Clean your stove. Remove and wash the stove grates, burners, and coils with warm water and soap. Over time, grease can build up around the stove, increasing the chances of a fire. check your fire extinguishers. Check the expiration dates on your fire extinguishers. You should keep one on each floor of your home. Look for cracks. Inspect the floor, walls, and foundation of the home for cracks. Jot them down on your home to-do list and fix them before they lead to deterioration and wood rot. Check weatherproofing. Sometimes it's rubber which loses shape, and sometimes wood doors and windows expand and contract. To see what kind of shape it's in and replace it before it rains. Clean your barbecue. Depending on your barbecue, this might take longer than 20 minutes, but it won't take more than a few to pick up the phone and call a professional. At the end of barbecue season is a perfect time to have your gas barbecue grates and crevices revert back to their shiny selves, not only for taste and looks, but for safety. Ditch summer dust. Living in Southern California, we run the heater more than air conditioning, so it's even more important to make sure that baseboards and bookshelves are free of dust as to not blow it around when the heater turns on. Don't forget to consider houseplants that help clean your indoor air. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Healthy 4-ingredient applesauce cookies from Big Man's World. Let's set the scene. It was 2 weeks ago on a Friday afternoon, American time, which was Saturday morning, Australia time. I had plans to go out and have dinner with a couple of friends. I totally wrote fruits just then. My bad. In around 2 hours, but before then, a Skype date with Nikki. It'd been a while since we'd spoken, outside the daily WhatsApp messages and catching up on her shenanigans on Facebook or Instagram. This was the closest we'd be face-to-face conversation. Not gonna lie, I was excited, mainly because there was a ton to catch up on. However, as most conversations with Nikki goes, randomness always prevails, and I felt like I went to dinner with my friends in a confused state. Hi, how are you? Wait 1 minute, I'm straightening my left curl. It won't straighten up. 5 minutes later. Okay, so, Mum said not to bring Panda, her pooch, over last weekend, but I brought him anyway, and he would not stop following her. I was getting a bit annoyed, because Panda never does that with me. So he likes Mum better than you, even though he's yours? Well, I thought that, but then he jumped on her and she screamed. Please tell me you filmed this. No, but Mum tried to shoo him away with her lipstick, and he started jumping even more. She looked like she was running away from a bumblebee. Mum has no brains. Don't be mean. Outside of that, how is everything? Do you like pineapples from the can with juice or with syrup? I've decided I only like the latter. Well, actually, I don't eat the pineapple. I pour those in a bowl for Mum and just drink the juice. You said it was syrup. I have to go. The bachelor's starting. Excuse me? Keep Skyping with me. I have an hour to go until I need to go to dinner. No, he better not give the rose to, oh, I forget her name. Okay, fine. Did Mum have any messages? No. Wait. Yes. She said she wished you stopped posting pumpkin recipes. Well, if you understood half that conversation, I will personally make you a pumpkin pie ball gown. That girl is like a roller coaster in a conversation form. I think moving forward, we'll keep conversations to WhatsApp. Although I didn't take too much away from the conversation, I did listen to Mum's advice, finally. No pumpkin. Well, okay. Just a tiny bit of pumpkin. I can't promise that they will be omitted altogether for this week, but I'm going to be whipping my hair back and forth like all things applies. Apples, lions, tigers, and bears. Minus the later three, and add some banana. Maybe. Today's delicious, quick, easy recipe is an apple twist on 3-ingredient pumpkin cookies. These healthy 4-ingredient applesauce cookies are simple, delicious, an easy fix to satisfy your cookie cravings in a ridiculously healthy way. They are soft, chewy, and perfect to have as a quick, easy snack, or do as I do, eat 3 to 4 with some eggs in the morning. I tried this recipe out using all applesauce and one version using applesauce and pumpkin, and found the latter to be much better, both in terms of texture and taste. Naturally gluten-free and vegan, you can sub the coconut sugar for a sugar-free granulated sweetener of choice to make them refined sugar-free. While these cookies taste delicious as they are, and I love them as it is because I love topping them with peanut butter, they taste amazing with around 2 tablespoons or so of nut butter in the batter. Simply add a dash more of oats if it's too wet. The recipe follows. 2 cups of gluten-free quick oats. 1/2 cup of pumpkin, not pumpkin pie filling. 1/2 cup of unsweetened applesauce. 1/4 cup of granulated sweetener. I used coconut palm sugar, but it could be any substituted blend. Cinnamon apple pie spice, which is optional, and 2 tablespoons of nut butter of choice, which is optional. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees and lightly grease a baking tray and set aside. In a large mixing bowl, combine the oats, pumpkin, applesauce, and sweetener of choice and mix well. If desired, add 2 tablespoons or so of your favorite nut butter. Using your hands, form small balls and place in the baking tray and press each ball into a cookie shape. Sprinkle lightly with cinnamon and bake for 12 to 15 minutes, depending on your desired consistency. Remove and allow to cool completely. Now, I prefer a less sweet cookie, so I kept it to 1/4 cup. Adjust accordingly. If you add nut butter, you may need an additional tablespoon or so of oats. These cookies don't need refrigeration and can be kept in a covered container for up to 1 week for optimum freshness. They freeze very well.
Run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rivka Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Flavor.